Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody's in the fight of your life right now. Lashay Knox, tell them how to win.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you're feeling overwhelmed and under pressure.
This is how I fight my battles.
Woo!
When you're in the midst of a storm and you can't see your way out.
When you get that unfavorable diagnosis.
This is how you fight.
Somebody's saying it seems like trouble is all around me. Lashay, tell them it may look like.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
That's how God works.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how you fight. When the enemy comes in with a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard.
Jesus, he's a, he will.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, the devil is busy at work. We're going to shut him down once again. Fight. When two or more come against him, when two or more come in the presence of the Lord seeking God for, see, we had to seek some spiritual hooks and jabs just now because every avenue was trying to be blocked. But how many know that God is a blockbuster, a truly blockbuster. He's bigger than any forklift, any bulldozer, anything you could put before us, any mountain, any trial, any tribulation that you put before us. God is there to help us. Amen. So once again, I apologize. It was a malfunction. Amen. Glory to God. And so I'm going to do my best prayerfully to do whatever it takes to get this done. So to get this show on the right way, let's start this thing all over again. Hallelujah.
Now, I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it, and now the wait is finally over. Chantel,
trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
Help us.
fix it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now you know Jesus will fix it. This is your Fix It Fix, and I am your host, Pastor King the Real McNeil, and that is our summer theme song, Jesus Will Fix It. No matter what the situation may seem like, no matter what it may look like, believe me, Jesus will fix it. He'll fix your tears. He'll fix your broken heart. He'll fix our health. He'll fix our finances. He'll fix our love life. He'll fix whatever is broken if we trust and believe in him. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. We thank you for our health and strength and well-being. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us in your perfect peace, God. So we want to just praise you and glorify you because you deserve all the glory. You are our ray of sunshine. You are our rain. You are everything we need and desire. So, Father, we raise up holy hands unto you, praising you, worshiping you, thanking you. Just because you're you, we don't want nothing right now. We're not asking you for nothing. Just give us permission and give us the strength to continue to praise and worship you. Continue to praise and worship your name. Continue to go before you, Father, just loving on you and showing our appreciation to you. Father, just make a realm that we can just walk in at any time, at any place to say we love you, we worship you, we praise you. Father, we're coming in this season glorifying you more than ever. We're coming in this season worshiping, praying you more than ever. We're coming in this season, God, letting you know that we still love you and appreciate you. We know it's only because of you that we live. So, Father, make a way. Show us the way. Be the way for us, God. And we will praise you and worship you every day, all day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It has been a hot one on today, but I'm here to tell you, there's a place hotter than this, so please don't let this heat fool you, because there is a place hotter than this. Amen, and we don't even want to talk about where it's at, because I pray right now that none of us go there. Amen, glory to God. We're going to have a little Bible study this evening. I promise you I won't be long with you. I don't make excuses. I try not to make excuses. I try to ask God for a solution, and he's given me a solution, and he also gives us wisdom. Amen. Glory to God. And I just want to talk about a few things. And like I said, we won't be long. We do have Bible. Amen. And the first thing I want to talk about is the gospel. Amen. What is the gospel? What do you think the gospel is? What do the gospel mean to you? Amen. We must detach from the definition of the gospel. Because all teachers and professors and vetty people all have their own definition of what the gospel is. And I believe the gospel is personal. Amen. Our performance or inexperience or experience, otherwise we shall just spoil it or we're disordered. And what I mean by that, have you ever been in a position where you go out to minister somebody? Matter of fact, I'll tell you a little story. Amen. Just consider this. A Christian lady called on her neighbor, whom she knew to have been in some kind of trouble or was having a bad time or was just going through something. Amen. And she knocked on the neighbor's door, and the neighbor opened the door. And from the look on the neighbor's face, her face was clearly feeling much better. So the Christian says, how are you? And the Christian says, what's going on? How are you? And she says, oh, I feel so at peace and full of joy. And that was her reply. Amen. And the Christian said, wonderful. Oh, wonderful. You must have become a Christian. And the lady says, oh, no. I've been to see the guru. And as a Christian, what would you say at that moment? What would be your response? Because we know as Christians, and the first time we hear anything that's not of God, Buddha, guru, anything else, like, you know, we start thinking and our brain gets them moving. And the first thing we do is we want to tell them that's not the way. You sure you want to do that? And a lot of times we just have to sit back and watch and let them see, and see where that guru or that Buddha is taking them. Because as a Christian, We should just pray that they get the full understanding of Christ. Now, God allow us to see that the neighbor is doing better and feeling better. Why don't we just go ahead and continue prayer for that joy to continue instead of saying, oh, that Buddha gonna disappoint her, that guru just taking up all her money. We got to get to the point where we just say, okay, I know God is working in this. I know God is working in this. And because I know God is working in this, I'm just going to go ahead and continue to pray and walk away with like a kind word and hopes of God leads them back to us. Because we're also going to be talking about a little later on, if possible, we have the time, the spreading of the gospel. Amen. I just want to, because there's many things, there's many definitions for the gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. And there's no doubt that being a Christian can result in experiencing a peace that transcends all understanding. Amen. And that's the Bible. Amen. Things in Philippians 4:7 or something like that. I'll make sure, if I don't want to give out false information. Amen. But the measure of peace that we feel cannot be the authentication of the truth and efficiency of the gospel. It would be no good at all for the Christian and our little story that we just read, amen, what I just told you about, or however you take it, amen, above that, the story that we just heard, as Christians, there's no need for us to get into the game of saying that her Christian peace was superior over the guru, deeper or more long-lasting than the peace that she had from the guru. Because the neighbor need only say that she knows how wonderful her present peace is for the discussion to go nowhere fast. Because then it becomes he say, she say, what I believe, what your guru is telling you, what the Bible is telling me, what my God is telling me, what my God is showing me, what I know God to do, and be anything besides God is a false God. And it goes on and on. And the person is not truly getting, the neighbor is not truly getting what she truly deserves at that point, because we're not allowing her the freedom to feel the joy that God allowed her to get the freedom. Not to say guru is better than God, but if she has this peace, it comes from God. She may think it came from the guru. She may think she walked in somewhere and threw some blue oil on it and wrapped up in a pink blanket and flipped three times and think that's where it came from. The peace came from God. Amen. And never forget that. Never forget that. And always also the result of the gospel in us will always be disappointing. And you say, well, why you say that? Whether it is measured by the peace and joy we experience or the level of holiness we achieve, or the depth of meaning it give to our lives. But one thing or low experience of these may be entirely our fault. Are we going to saddle the gospel or even God himself with the blame for it? And for another thing, each of those things may be very subject to how we feel, to our state of health. So are we concluded that the gospel is less affected when we are not well? Gee, a lot of times we're not feeling well. Oh, man, God ain't working. This gospel thing ain't working. This Christianity life ain't helping me. I'm never going to take me to aspirin. I'm never going to go to the doctor. I thought I could just call on God and trust God to heal me. The minute you start doing all that, that's just called doubt. You guys, you know, doubt and faith is sitting there battling. If you trust God to heal you, You pray your healing prayer. You lay your hands on that healer, that place that you want God to heal, and sit back and let God work. God don't work on our time. God works on his time. We can't make God do what we want him to do when we want him to do it. He's not our puppet. He's not our genie in a lamp. He's not our butler or our servant. We are his servant. And we got this whole thing backwards when it comes to the gospel. Amen. And sometimes we got to even detach ourselves from the definition of the gospel, because different people have different meaning. And what I've looked up, the gospel is a miraculous birth, perfect life, sacrificial anointing, death, bodily resurrection, and ascension to the right hand of God, of Jesus of Nazareth, amen, the Son of God, on belief and on behalf of all those who put their faith in him so that they can be forgiven for their rebellion, for our rebellion, so we can be forgiven for our rebellion against God and we can reconcile to him. You know, that's the one thing that I always wanted. I'm quick to tell you, in my walk with God, whenever I have felt short or I felt distant from Christ or I just didn't think that I was one of my first prayers was, Father, I want to be reconciled with you. Please restore me back to that place where I know I can seek your face and see the glory of you, where I can get into a place where I can feel your presence, where I can get to a place where I can feel your power, where I can feel your anointing cover me. I can feel your anointing there where it breaks me. Where it breaks me. See, a lot of times we don't want to be broken. We want the gospel to be, first day was riding yesterday, we seen a fish on the back of the car and it said Jesus. We want the gospel to be like that. We want the gospel to be the cross we wear on our neck. The gospel to be that big Bible that sits on that table, wherever you got it sitting in your home and have never been opened and it's accumulating so much dust. We want the gospel to be a symbol. Amen. But the gospel is Christ. Amen. So if you notice that the definition I gave has nothing of our, as Christians, experience or performance in it at all. Amen. Because it also has nothing to do with God. But this is the gospel we are to proclaim. We are hearers. And we can argue against it. We can ridicule against it. And people are going to do the same. They're going to argue against it. They're going to ridicule you for it. And finally, they're going to start disbelieving it. But our poor or indifferent performances as Christians is not part of the reason people doubt it. It's already in them. It takes a Christian's walk to be seen by the doubter, to be seen by the person who don't believe. If you ever notice, if you're in sports and you see somebody playing ball and you see them practicing all the time and you see them practicing their craft and every time you see them, they got a basketball in their hand. Every time you see them, they dribbling. Every time you see them, they doing something to better themselves as a basketball player. It's the same thing with a Christian. People sit back and watch. Yeah, you can say you holy than thou. You can say you go to this church. You can say this, but if they see us doing the opposite, we become hypocrites, and that is a testimony lost, and that is a soul that now, instead of getting closer to Christ this week, it might be a setback. And we have to be so careful of how we do things. Amen? And we have to understand, like the example I just gave you, because we do not give way before unbelievers. We can't give up before when people start criticizing. We can't give up. If people criticize you for being a Christian, don't say, the world looks like every time I come around and they tell me, get away from me, you Bible-totingist, you Christian, you God-lover, you don't give up. Let them bad. That tells me, listen, what I found out in that tells me they know who I am. They know who I'm following. They know that. So because they know that, the bad, the evil, the nasty spirit in them don't want me around. Because either you're going to convict them, either you're going to continue to pray and break them, and that's the enemy that's inside of them that don't want you around. It's not them. So never get to the point where you just want to give up because of what people are saying. Amen? Because criticism of Christians as a reason for, because a lot of times we take that as a reason not to believe in God ourselves. Amen? We take that as a reason not to believe into the God, to believe in the gospel. Amen? If you look at the game of football, it's played very well by some teams and it's played very bad by others. But there is no one that plays football dreams of saying that football itself is a bad game because some aren't good at it. In other words, we're not, every Christian is not going to be, well, no Christian is going to be perfect. Let's say that. Amen. But when we're walking upright and doing the best and you're doing what you know you're supposed to be doing, you can't allow nobody to snatch that from you. That is how the enemy will use us to bring us back to his camp. Because it seems like everything and everyone around you is prospering, but they're not. Listen, when we got Christ, we got prosperity. We got true prosperity. We got everlasting prosperity. All prosperity doesn't die. It doesn't fade away. It doesn't go poof in the night. All prosperity is health, wisdom, trust, love, divine happiness, everlasting peace and love with the Father. That's true prosperity. When your marriage, even though it might be going through, y'all can hug and love on each other because the love of the Lord is in each other. Bring that thing back together. Mother, daughter, mother, son, father, son, families are sitting in the house and three of y'all saved, two ain't. You trying to get the other two saved, but they seem like they, listen, they're watching you. They're trying, it's like a game. You're in the house trying to get them saved, trying to read the Bible around them, trying to pray, and they're trying to start mischief and trying to disrupt you and trying to make you mad so you can leave. But you got to stand on the word of God. Amen. We got to stand strong on the word of God. Amen. Now, I say we're going to, later on, a few seconds, we're going to go into the outside. Well, it's basically outreach, but I call it spreading the gospel, which what it truly is. Amen. But I just wanted to go over a few scriptures because, the golden rule is, whenever one member of the Trinity is doing something, then all members are involved. We have to remember the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. All of them are working at the same time. Why do you think you can have peace, joy, and love? Understand? You ever wake up and have one of them days, it almost scares you because everything seems to be going right. You get this extra good feeling, you know, and you wonder where it's coming from. That's the whole Trinity working at one time. That's just all, just glory just falling on you. That's just the blessings of God starting your day with joy, you hopping and skipping in you, praising God and you worshiping God. And ain't no bag of money fall out the sky. Ain't no big car pull up. Ain't nothing amazing happening but that feeling of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost just there with you. When you woke up, they was right beside you, hopping and skipping, just there. Present, because God knows that some mornings he has to wake us up with an extra hop because there's work for us to do. Amen. There is work for us to do. The gospel is God's perfect and complete. It is it is important that we understand what the gospel is. Amen. In particular, we must not confuse the gospel with the results of the gospel in our lives. And why? Because the gospel is perfect, but the results in us are always imperfect and disappointing. We must be very careful about the things that we do. We must be very careful about our sins so that we can go to heaven. Or we have to remember that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. But sooner or later, we are going to have to explain the rest of the definition to clarify what the gospel is. Amen. So we're going to take a few seconds and examine the gospel in scripture, bearing in mind the definition of it and knowing what it is. Amen. Let's say the grace of God in Acts 20:24. Promise in Romans 1:12, the glory of Christ. So what I want to do before we get into the spreading of the gospel, I just want to go through a few of these real quick. If you would go with me to the book of Acts, chapter 20 and verse 24. I promise you I won't keep you long. Hallelujah. I got some fresh pages today. They not sticking. It's not, you hear them? I don't know if y'all can hear these. The crisp, that's the crisp word right there. It's like you ever get a book to the bank and they give them fresh hundreds? This is the fresh word book right here. This is a good one. Hallelujah. Chapter 20. Oh, let me find it. Verse 24 is what I'm looking for. But my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus. Others, the good news about the wonderful grace of God. Now, that right there should be on your doormat. You know, you have welcome to this house, and you have a family that prays together, stays together. In this house, we trust and believe in the Lord. I think that is a beautiful, beautiful statement to put all. Now, that's one to express how you feel. That's one to express how you love the Lord and trust and believe in the Lord. That is one to express any doubters around you, what you do, who you love. But my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing. So you already know there's a work to be done. But you have to, we have to finish the work, amen, the work in me, amen. It says my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it to finish the work assigned. We have assignment. Do you know your assignment? Do you know your assignment? Do you know even know how to even go before God and ask Him, Father, what is my assignment for you? Not my, I'm talking about my everyday assignment. Every time you give me life, every time you let me get up in the morning, every time you give me breath, every time you let me speak, what is my assignment? Amen? What is my assignment? Ooh, but my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it to finish the work assigned my assigned me by the Lord Jesus. Now see, it's assigned to us by Christ Jesus. We got the best ball. We got the best 401k. We got the best dental, the best eye, all the best insurance. Listen, we ain't going to go out of bed. We ain't going to be fired. Believe me, you ain't going to be fired if you just trust and believe and do it. If we do it the way Christ says do it on a daily basis. See, we don't have to go through a training because all we have to do is pray, fast, seek God's face, wait, be patient, hear His instructions, do His instructions the way He says do them. That's our training. We're never going to finish training. Every day we should be learning something new about the gospel of Christ. Every day we should be learning something new about our walk with Christ. Every day we should be trying to know something new about the assignment. We should know a new strategy. Father, I tried that. They didn't respond. I need a new strategy. I need you to show me their weak spots. How do I get in? But you just can't go bang on the door. Did you save the day? If you don't get Jesus Christ, boy, you and your whole family are going to hell. You can't be doing that. We have to operate in love. We have to have patience. And we have to walk and live by example. Amen. Glory to God. Ooh, just, you know, I don't know if I'm going to say this right. But what I'm feeling right now is like biting into a soft, sweet peach. And you get that. Feel good, tasty. That's what I feel right now. My whole being is just loving this. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, you know, I'm just glad that I was taught and continuously being taught the way I was taught about knowing the presence of God, knowing that sweet aroma when God's presence is near. Now, you may not believe me, but there's a, ooh, and I've witnessed it. So this is not something somebody's telling me. Amen. Go with me to the book of Romans, the 1, and we're going to go to verse 1 and 2. Please write these scriptures down. If we don't get deep into them to like we like to, make these scriptures your personal study. When you get scriptures and information on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock from Apostle Carolyn McNeil on Sunday morning service, Keep those scriptures. Write those scriptures down. It might not be for you today. It might not be, but if you remember your assignment and remember that you're on assignment, these are things that are supposed to be kept in your artillery. This is our artillery. This is our bullets, our 357s, our 9mm, our Glock, our bazookas. Sometimes you need a bazooka to break down the walls of hell to get to that soul. Hallelujah. Chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 says, this letter is from Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, chosen by God to be an apostle and sent out to preach his good news. God promised his good news long ago through the prophets and the Holy Scripture. Now, this just me. I'm not saying nobody else had to behave like this or act like this, but there's something when I hear the apostles and anything in the gospel. See, I've been studying their assignment, and they are some peculiar, strong, spiritual-minded, Holy Ghost-seeing, Holy Ghost-filled, fire-speaking, correcting characters of Christ. But we cannot sit on those gifts. Listen. It says, Paul, a slave of Christ, Jesus, chose by God to be an apostle, chose by God. Mighty man of God, mighty woman of God, chose, gave you a specific assignment every day of your life. Your assignment is to correct, and don't care who don't like it, as long as you do it in love. Your assignment is to step up, step in, fix, correct, and step out. It ain't about being friendly, shaking your hand up in the pulpit, no. God has assigned me to come here to tell the church. God has assigned me to come here to tell the people in this house. God has assigned me to come here to tell the director of this hospital. God has called me wherever he sends you. I'm coming in the name of Christ Jesus, anointed by the power of Christ Jesus, strengthened by the power of Christ Jesus, walking in the faith and love and character of Christ Jesus, to do a work I shall do and move out. Fool them some mighty people. I just don't want to go through what they had to go through to get it. That's just me. Hallelujah. But I love the way God chose them specifically. Woo, you got to be on fire to know God chose you. When you go down to bed at night, you should be laying there laughing to yourself. Woo, you know who I'll be? You should be jumping up. That's your praise dance before you go to sleep. If you got people under you, you should be, what you doing up there? Can you be quiet? Not right now. I can't. Because your praise dance, oh, my God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Ooh, I know I ain't going to get all this the way I'd like to get it. Ooh, Jesus, I know it's. Chapter 2, verse 4 and 4. Did I see it? I say 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 4, excuse me. I'm a little excited right now. It says, Satan, who is the god of the world, has blinded the minds of those who do not believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of good, of good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. Can you say that we let's make it a personal statement that we are getting closer to being the likeness of God, being closer to be the likeness of Jesus, walking like Jesus, talking like Jesus, loving like Jesus, speaking like Jesus, walking in power like Jesus, walking in faith and not doubt like Jesus, going away and praying like Jesus, going away and fasting in the wilderness, in that place where you know the enemy is going to attack, but you know that you have the coming of Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. The word of truth. Let's go to, I got to go to my now. I'm going to give you one more. And we're going to talk about the word of truth in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 5. And then I'm going to have to go to my announcements because First Lady worked it so hard on doing them. I just, I've learned, when people go out their way to do something, it's not a boastful statement to say, oh, they did this and they do that. But show your appreciation and let the work be seen and let the work be known because it's gospel. It's still ministry. The announcement is allowing those who can't make it or didn't get all the information another chance, another day to get the information that Christ is touching us to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 5, let me just start at verse 3. We always pray for you, and we give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all of God's people, which come from your confident hope of what God has reserved for you in heaven. People walk up to you and talk to you like that. Can you imagine somebody just walking up to you in the grocery store and saying, hello, young lady, we've always prayed for you, and we give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ. See, that's one Christian coming to another, letting them know we appreciate what you're doing. We've been praying for you. We see the manifestation in you. Now, we want you to do the same for somebody else. Just don't get it for yourself and just be selfish and just get it for yourself and forget about the other lost souls. That's not what it's about. Hallelujah. We're going to do our announcements and we'll be right back.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. This is our announcements. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m., you will be on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil. On Monday night at 6 p.m., your fix at 6 with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. On Tuesday night, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries at 6 p.m. On Wednesday night, Weekly Word Workout with Lady T, Undisputed Truth Ministry at 6 p.m. Also, don't forget about Friday night. Friday is Fresh Fire Friday. The blowing of the shofar. You get praise and you get worship songs. And Pastor Matthew McNeil also brings a refreshing word, Fresh Friday Fruit. You don't want to miss none of these days. We thank God for you, you and you. And if you like to be a blessing to the ministry, you may do so or sponsor. You can reach us. Our ministry phone number is 302-883-9799. Also, if you'd like to contact us, you can also reach us at mci2621@yahoo.com. For all prayer requests, you can dial 302-883-9799, text or call, or use our email address. We thank God for you, you and you. May you have a blessed and wonderful day. God bless you all. Jesus loves you, and so do we.
Hallelujah. 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 We're going to continue our lesson. We have a few minutes. I'll probably have to continue this next week. But believe me, God, give me help and strength. We will continue this beautiful information, this beautiful time, this beautiful assignment that God has given us to teach us and revise us that we have something to do, that he has chosen us to do a work for him. We are his representatives. We are his vice presidents. We are his CEOs. We are those, we are his ramrods and expediters. We are those who stand in the gap down here and represent Christ with our walk, our talk, our behavior, our love, and our understanding of the gospel. Amen. We're going to try to finish this off with three things: salvation, peace with God, and the kingdom of God. I promise you on next Monday, God's will, we're going to get into the spreading of the gospel. And we have a few scriptures. And in this season, we're going to be doing more biblical. We're going straight in the sword, and we're going to just eat it as it is given to us. We're going to take what needs to be taken, and we're going to eat it, and we're going to let the rest manifest. We're going to let it do what it's supposed to do in the atmosphere. We're not just going to hold on to God's word in this season. We're going to take it, and we're going to put it in the atmosphere. We're going to put life behind it. We're going to take it. We're going to pray over it. We're going to use it. We're going to speak over it. We're going to walk with it. We're going to let it release itself, and we're going to let it fall on fertile ground. No one shall die and go to hell and be left behind as long as Christ has soldiers. Amen. The book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 reads, "And now you Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believe in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago." Something he promised long ago, he's given to you now. That scripture lets me know that we have to always wait on the Lord. I know he promised it to you when you prayed, and you might have heard his voice. And he said, "I will give it to you, son. I will give it to you, daughter." But we have to learn to wait just enough for God to say, "I shall." It is. It's already done. If Christ said he's going to give you something, it's done. You can stamp that in the dirt. You can say, "One day, I'm going to be empowered enough to lay my hands on somebody to heal." It might not be today. Oh, but when the Holy Ghost follow me with that healing power and I hear the word coming from Christ Jesus, today is the day. Go and heal. But you can't get it if we don't walk upright and stay on the course. We have to stay on the course. I don't want to be like Bishop Jack Jack and Deacon Louie Lou. I need to be who Christ called me to be. My job and objective is to be the best Christian man and Christian husband and Christian papa that I can be, Christian friend, Christian neighbor that I can be. That's my desire. And I ask God to keep that desire in me. Keep me close to him. Keep your eyes on me. Keep your hands on me. Listen, I even go as far as getting chastised by Christ if it keeps me in line and keeps me in order, because I know I have to be accountable to somebody besides myself. Because the minute we start being accountable to ourselves, we come just crazy as we really are. We get to answering ourselves, talking to ourselves, believing on ourselves. Hallelujah. Work with me on this one. Jesus has us. He has a plan for us. It's already in the making. The world is opening back up. People are taking off their masks, and people are feeling good, and they're branching out, and they're stretching out. But how many people are doing the same thing they was doing before the pandemic? Has there any change came in your life as a spiritual being, as a Christian person, to make you wiser, to make us stronger, to make our insights better, our relationship and bond with Christ even tighter? See, that's my warlord. I listen to him. I follow his instructions. I can't follow his instructions if I'm listening to my own instructions. Hallelujah. Told me we got two more. I promise you. I promise you. We're going to talk about the peace of God real quick. The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 15. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter 6, verse 15. And I want to start at verse 13. Amen. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. We will be fully prepared. That word prepared. What are we doing to prepare ourselves? Now, God just told us from verse 13 all the way down to verse 17 what we should be doing. What are we doing? Are we walking in our own understanding? Trusting in our own understanding? Believing I want to be saved today, but tomorrow I don't. Father's Day, I want to be a crazy father. The day after Father's Day, I'm back to being saved. 4th of July, I want to act like a fool and be like everybody else, but after the 4th of July, I want to be saved. And sometimes I don't even take a holiday. I just want to do what I want to do. Listen, when we get up in the morning, put on every piece of God's armor. Start with prayer. Start with saying, thank you, Father. Start with putting your hands in the air. Start with falling to your knees. Start with submission. Start with saying, Lord, whatever it is you want from me today, here I be as I am. Limp leg, patched out, air falling loose, hair falling out, stomach bigger than a pig. Whatever, however I am, Lord, use me. We got to stop making excuses. I can't do this because of this. I can't do this because I don't have this. I can't do this. With God, with Christ, we have everything. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I got one more scripture. Let's go to the book of Acts. And I'm gonna pray, and we're gonna play a song, and we're gonna ask the Lord to bless us through the rest of this evening and enjoy this night that he has given us, this fresh air that he has put out today for us to receive. Even if it is a little heated, sometimes we need to feel a little heat to prepare us to stay away from the bigger heat. Oh, because it's some hotter heat. Hallelujah. The book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 12. If you allow me, I'll read from verse 9 just to let you get an understanding. A man named Simon had been a sorcerer there for many years, amazing the people of Samaria and claiming to be someone great. Everyone from the least to the greatest often spoke of him as the great one, the power of God. Amen. We're going to get to the verse 12 now. They listened closely to him because for a long time he had astounded them with his magic. Now get this one now. Circle that 12. Circle that 12. Don't let it get by you. But now the people believed Philip's message of good news concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. As a result, many men and women were baptized. Listen. But now the people believed Philip's message. See, now they believe your message. Now they believe what you were saying all along. Now they believe the prayers that you was praying for them. Now they believe when you came around in fellowship with them. Now they believe when they seen you always going to church on Sundays and Wednesdays and Bible studies and going to conference. Now they believe. No matter how long it took to stay, but now the people believe this Philip's message of good news concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. As a result of them now believing, they got baptized. God is setting us up for greatness. He's setting us up for greatness. He's telling us, continue to preach my gospel. Continue to teach my gospel. Continue to believe in my word. Continue to walk with me. Continue to seek me. Continue to listen to me. Continue to let me direct you. And everything that I said, that he said will come to pass, will come to pass. Do you really love him? Do you really believe in, trust him? In this season, let nothing, nothing come before you. No roadblock, no mountains, no doubt, no fear, no desert wind, no muddy water. You and I are going to follow the works and the word of Christ Jesus until the end. We're going to follow him till we can't follow no more. And the only way we can't follow no more is he's already came and got it. Hallelujah. He's already resurrected us to be with him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your resurrecting power. Thank you, Jesus, for loving on me. Thank you for trusting and believing on me. Thank you for giving me an assignment. Thank you for raising me up once again. Thank you, Father, for taking me out of my own self. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You are my Father. You are the love of my life. You are my way maker. You are my truth. You are my great understanding. You are my alpha and my end. You are who I want to be with. I will follow you. Trust and believe in you. And listen. Listen. Don't look back. Don't be like Knox's wife. Don't look back. When you start moving forward and start taking you away from certain people, taking you away out of certain neighborhoods, taking you from certain jobs, taking you from certain people, don't look back. Don't let your past be a destruction. Use whatever he gives you for a testimony and move forward. This has been your Fix It Sis, and I've been your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. I hope it was fruitful tonight, and I hope and trust and believe that we love on God even more, that we trust on God even more, and we hug someone today, knock on someone's door today, and say, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you for what you allowed us to do today. We thank you for your airways. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for giving us our health and strength. We thank you for giving us assignments and ability to fulfill those signs. We thank you for the peace of mind. We thank you for the clarity of your word. We thank you for the understanding of the word. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. Now, Father, we ask you to bless our children, bless our grandchildren, bless our friends, our neighbors, bless those that are close, those that are near, those that are far, far away, God. Those who need to hear from you, those who need prayer from you, bless them. Send someone their way, Father, to pray for them, Father. They have a need. Send someone to pray for the need, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now we pray for every leader, everyone that's fasting in this season, every leader, every bishop, every pastor, every apostle, every deacon, every choir leader. We pray for your people. We pray for your servants. Give them strength. Give them encouragement. Raise them up. Show your presence. Show your love. Show yourself still there for them, God. We rebuke every surrender flag. And we trust and believe that your will and your word and your love for your people will continue to show itself. We love you. And we need you. And without you, we are nothing. Hallelujah. And good night. Amen. We're going to have a song. Don't go nowhere.
Scriptures in the Bible. Hey! Hey! The Bible says, let everything that has breath. The Bible says, let everything that has breath. The Bible says, let everything that has breath. Breath! you, Bella. And those of us who are fountaineers, our theme for the year says, it is our year of covenant. And we thought we must sing our theme song of the year. I'm no longer a slave to fear. Woo! Look to your neighbor and say, I am no longer a slave to fear. Turn to another person and say, I am no longer a slave to fear. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah!
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies. Till all my fears are gone. I'm a child of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I'm no longer.
Hey.
I'm a child of God.
That song says it all. You are a child of God. Walk in his glory. Walk in your anointing. No matter what people say, no matter what the world say, no matter what the circumstances may look like, God can always change our situation for the better. This has been your Fix It Six. I am being your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Until next time, God bless you. And he loves you. And so do I.